and welcome to Jilly Bowl, the podcast about that song you know nothing about. I'm Jamie.
I'm Emily.
Each week, we'll break down a topic from Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire. We'll take turns being the expert each week as we dive into these people, events, etc. Disclaimer, if you are already a history buff, this podcast isn't for you. If you're just a sweet dum-dum just like us and want to know a little more, you're in the right place. This week's topic is Space Monkey.
Is our space monkey? There's one famous space monkey.
Do you know who or what?
I do because, okay, I only know this because my students that I teach, we read a passage sometimes about this monkey. And so I know it because of my students.
Is it Ham?
Ham.
Yeah.
Ham.
He's like the most famous one.
He's the most famous space monkey besides Planet of the Apes.
Yes.
Are they in space?
I don't even know. I don't even know because I have not seen them.
I think I watched it as a kid and so I liked the movies as a kid, but now as an adult, I'm terrified of primates.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I kind of did this episode to face some fears and to learn and try to be a little more knowledgeable about monkeys.
Yeah.
Overall, it was still a pretty good, it was a good experience.
I can't wait to learn about Ham.
Ham. Well, I have more to tell you because there were many, 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 many more animals that were put into space. And it's kind of a lot of sad stories.
Well, it can't go well.
No.
They're in space.
No.
Well, two of my scariest things.
And just trying to get to space.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So it's kind of a sad story about all of the animals that went into space before humans did, and I won't tell you how many times I cried while researching.
Oh my god, did you
really? Got a little teary-eyed.
I mean, yeah.
It's just, I don't know, I love animals.
Yeah.
And so it's just kind of hard to read about animals dying.
Cool. Can't wait to jump into this.
Yeah. But I mean, this is the episode of Space Monkeys.
Here we are.
Here we are, and I'm here to tell and share their story.
You'll do them honor, I'd have no doubt.
Yes. So, before humans went into space, there obviously was a lot of unknown and a large concern of researchers and scientists were concerned that humans would not be able to survive long periods of weightlessness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, above and beyond being shot into space and being in space, they were concerned about how their bodies would do being
in weightlessness,
Sure. for extended periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
So, as part of the space race, scientists were utilizing animals. And the U.S. primarily used monkeys. 32 monkeys went on missions between 1948 and 1961.
Wow.
Yes. The very first attempt was in 1948, on June 11th. The spacecraft was a V-2 rocket named Blossom, and it launched into space in New Mexico, and on that mission was Albert.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Are they all boy monkeys?
So I'll cover that, but it's not all.
Okay.
Not all.
Okay. I was just curious, because, like, I don't know why I just assumed Ham was a male.
Yeah. I mean,
he was.
Correct. Yeah.
I guess, like I said, I've read that article, but now that I think about it, I guess I don't know how close of attention I paid to it. Hopefully my students paid better attention than I did, but okay. Albert.
Albert. Uh-huh. And there wasn't a lot of talk about this mission, and there wasn't a lot of documentation, so he doesn't have a lot of fame, but he was the first attempt.
Okay.
He is a rhesus monkey, and it was not successful.
Like, the rocket didn't get to space, or what?
He died.
Okay.
So then they came up with another flight about a year later and very, very kindly called that monkey Albert 2.
Rude.
Rude. Oh, so rude.
Oh, my God.
Albert 2 reached an altitude of 83 miles, but unfortunately then died on impact coming back down.
Goddamn.
And they continued all the way up to Albert 6.
This is so okay. I'm sorry, these people are brilliant geniuses doing space science, literally rocket science, and you can't be creative enough to come up with a new damn name?
Yeah, I mean, each time they kept adding different ways to find out if what was being successful and what wasn't. By the third Albert, they had set up photographs to be able to be taken, but a lot of them were failing on impact and then killing the monkeys. So this continued on nearly a yearly basis, where there were more animals, namely monkeys and mice, from the U.S.
Okay.
In 1951, a monkey named Yorick and 11 mice survived a space missile flight of about 236,000 feet. So Yorick kind of got some fame because he was the first monkey to live through a space flight.
Okay.
So Yorick.
Okay, wait. So when you say that, the craft he was on came back to Earth?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. He lived.
He lived. Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yes. And technology, like, because of being able to test all of this on animals, they were able to improve technology. And on May 22nd in 1952, two monkeys from the Philippines named Patricia and Mike.
Cute.
Yeah. During that flight, they experimented with the position and where they were in the nose section of the craft. Patricia was put in a seated position and Mike was in a prone position to test the effects of rapid acceleration. So he was in a different part, so they were just trying out multiple places of where humans should be sitting, or if they should be basically where they can be, and then monitoring how it was impacted.
Hmm.
So that happened.
Science.
They went 36 miles up at a speed of 2,000 miles per hour.
Nope.
On that one, they had two white mice named Mildred and Albert.
More Alberts?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
And this one was successful as well. They were retrieved from the upper atmosphere by their parachute.
Oh.
Two monkeys and mice.
Parachute.
Yeah.
Sure.
And they then, after that, got to live at the National Zoological? Yes. Thank you.
I got you.
Park in D.C.
Oh, cool. They're not there anymore.
No. Patricia died of natural causes 2 years later and Mike 15 years later. But they got to just continue living their life. They didn't go back into space.
That's beautiful.
Yes. Of course, at this time, the Soviets were doing the same thing.
I was going to say, Russia's about to come into this story.
Yep.
Here they are.
But they decided that they'd choose to send up dogs rather than monkeys.
I did know that they sent dogs. Is there a dog named... Oh, no. I'm going to get it wrong. Start with an A?
Maybe.
Okay, never mind. Just keep going.
I'm not going to lie. I tried to not do as much dog research because I'm going to blame it that this episode is called Space Monkey.
Right.
But also, like, I could not read any more about dying dogs.
Totally valid. For sure.
Jamie
is dog mom.
Dog mom.
She's just, like, the realest dog mom. Mm. Yes. So yes. I understand. I get that.
But they had a theory that they'd send them up in pairs, and they also chose females, all females.
Hmm.
Something like it was easier and less peeing or something. I don't even know. Like, there was some bogus.
Probably something like, sexist.
They're less complicated. But I guess that would not be so sexist. I don't know.
They're tinier. Female dog brains.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Who knows why?
Who knows why?
It's fine.
And another thing that I did not like what they did, but a few of the dogs were sent back into space.
Multiple times?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Get that dog retirement plan.
But two I wanted to mention, Dizique and Saigon, or called Gypsy. They were the first canine suborbital astronauts.
Okay.
So they were the first dogs. But Dizique went back up a second time with another dog, Lisa, but that mission was unsuccessful.
Oops.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We don't have to talk about it. We can keep going.
Sad.
I'm so sorry.
But shortly after, Smileya, which means bold, and Malishka means little one, and they were launched into space. And I just thought it was funny because Smileya ran off the day before the launch. Like, she escaped. Get it, girl.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm a free dog.
But then she returned and everything went as planned. And it was a successful launch. But, I mean, a lot of other missions happened and sad things followed. And because I can't, I'm just going to go back to monkeys.
Yeah, go back, go back, go back.
Next, I'll talk about Abel. He was another rhesus monkey. Mm-hmm. And Baker was a squirrel monkey. And this was in 1959 that they went up. And it was successful. But then after they were doing a post flight surgery, which apparently happened to all of them. I think it was like whatever they were using to track, you know, his vitals and all of that. When they were removing that, he died of complications from the
effects, the surgery.
Yeah, the effect of anesthesia.
Ugh. Okay. Now,
but Baker lived on to be 27, and he is buried on the grounds of the U.S. Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville, Alabama.
Oh.
So.
How noble.
Which, I wish I knew that, because I've been to Huntsville, Alabama, and I wish.
You have?
I have.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh.
I had a wedding there.
Oh, yeah, maybe I did know that.
Yeah. It was fun.
Cool.
It was hot.
I've never been to Alabama.
It's hot.
I'm not saying I won't go, I just have never had the opportunity. The opportunity has not presented itself to me.
And Abel was preserved. And he's actually on display at the Air and Space Museum.
Still?
Yeah.
In D.C.?
I don't like it.
Here?
Yeah.
No. Hard pass.
Don't care for that.
Have you... Okay, I'm so sorry. I have to tangent. Mm-hmm. Have you been to the Body Works exhibit?
Uh-uh.
Don't. Okay. And I'm not saying don't for everyone, but, like, I know you. I went... I think I was in high school, maybe. It was when we were in Minnesota, and... Oh, my God. It was really fascinating, but, like, deeply disturbing.
I believe it.
And I think about it sometimes. And I think about bodies, and I think about... I just can't.
Yeah. It's weird.
If... I can't... Anyway. It's really great for some people, and for people in certain professions, but it is not great for me.
For sure.
Anyway, it made me think of that.
Sam was another... pretty well-known monkey, and he was named after the School of Aviation Medicine, SAM,
okay,
out of Brooks Air Force Base in Texas. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. He was the monkey who tested out the launch escape system. So, like, for if and when something goes wrong with the launch, the people or whatever is living in there can be catapulted out and land into the ocean.
Okay.
He was recovered and he was unharmed. So it was good. And it worked out. So he lived a great life back at the, they called it a colony, that where he had been trained, where all of these monkeys were being trained.
Sure.
But he got to go back there, and he died 23 years later, like a natural good life.
Wow.
And then naturally, there was a Miss Sam.
Oh.
And it was Sam's mate, and she continued to test the LES, the launch escape system, as well. And her mission was successful, too. And then she went back to the colony and lived with Sam.
That's adorable.
They just had their little family.
Like, they just were a family of astronauts.
Yeah.
When you first said that she, like, testing the latch system, I was like, oh, she's, like, up there doing... Like, she's out there like, okay, now it's time to do my job. Got to touch the last system. I'm like, no.
No.
Oh, no. No. Okay, 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 okay.
I mean, Soviets kept on keeping on with their dogs, and not all of them were as successful as the U.S. was at this time, but in 1960, they got a little more creative with who they sent up. I thought it was kind of funny. They added... they had Belka and Strelka, two dogs, along with a gray rabbit, 40 mice, 2 rats, and 15 flasks of fruit flies and some plants.
I don't ever want to measure bugs by flask.
No.
Okay.
But I thought it was kind of cool. Strelka had puppies after the mission, and one of these puppies was given to JFK as a gift for his kids.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's cool.
So.
Sure.
You know, things are happening.
Yeah.
Things puppies are being given. And yeah, we just had not too long ago.
Space puppies.
JFK episode.
We did, yeah. That didn't come up when I researched, but that's cool.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. So now this brings us to January 31st, 1961. And as you confirmed that it was the most famous space monkey because you know about him.
Ham.
His name was an acronym, too, for Holloman Arrow Medicine. And he was the first chimp in space, like officially in space.
Okay.
He was brought to the U.S. from Africa, and he was 4 years old when he went on this trip in space. So he's a little guy.
He's a little monkey or chimpanzee. He's a chimpanzee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
And there was actually a lot of technical difficulties on his mission. He reached a higher altitude and went much faster than they anticipated, so it was a little rocky. But he survived, and he did really well, and his only physical injury was a bruised nose. He experienced a total of 6.6 minutes of weightlessness during his 16.5-minute flight.
He was floating around there for 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Sure. Sounds cool.
Yeah. And this was really the flight that paved the way for the first human astronauts.
Okay.
And he was placed at the Washington Zoo in 1963.
Mm-hmm.
And like people came from all around to see him because.
Yeah.
It's Ham. You gotta go see Ham. And then in 1980, he moved to a different park in North Carolina. And then he died natural causes. But
he lived out a good life.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
His skeleton was retained for examination, but the rest of him was laid to rest out in front of the Space Hall of Fame in New Mexico.
Okay.
But I don't know why you would need to test his bones.
I don't know.
And also, I haven't watched the movie, but it's called Space Chimps. It's an animated film. Have you heard of it?
Mm-mm.
Anyway,
is this a cartoon for children?
Yes.
Is it recent?
2008. And I think that there's, like, Space Chimps 2. But it's, apparently, the basis of the movie is Ham the Third. So the grandson of Ham is, like, needing to solve some, obviously, space drama. But I was looking about it. Because I'm like, should I watch this? To gain some information. I didn't. But I am interested because Andy Samberg, Cheryl Hines, Stanley Tucci, Jeff Daniels, Kristen Chenoweth.
Huh.
Like, big names.
Some for real people.
Yeah, so.
Okay, everything you're saying did remind me of a movie that I remember watching as a kid called Project X. Do you know this movie?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I had to look it up because I couldn't remember the title, but it's Matthew Broderick.
Okay.
And Helen Hunt. It's 1987, so like.
Oh, no.
We wouldn't have seen it when it came out, but it's basically about Matthew Broderick plays a grad student, and he's working on this Air Force base, and I think Helen Hunt is doing the same, and then he realizes there's, like, chimpanzees that are part of this program, but he realizes that they're doing, like, testing on them. It might have nothing to do with space. I just remember watching this movie as a kid, and there was, like, Matthew Broderick, and there were chimpanzees, and there were, like, some type of air or spacecraft.
Oh.
And then it's all about, like, freeing the chimpanzees.
The chimps.
Yeah. This whole time, I don't know if you're going to talk about it, but this whole time I've been thinking about, like, there have to have been a lot of people that did not like this program.
Yes. There were.
Okay.
I started reading about it. I didn't have much of it in my notes,
mm-hmm.
but like, as you could tell, there were a lot of people who were upset about it, and it like mirrored what people would be saying today. You know, it was tough though, because at the same time, like, those successful missions, like, people were so excited and like to live during that time, mm-hmm. of that space race. So I think there were people who were a little more tolerable of, mm-hmm. it, but, mm-hmm. also just like poor animals.
Right. It's definitely not great.
Once humans were shot up into space, animals really left the news for the most part. Even though more species were and are still studied for the research of long-range health effects, tissue development, and mating in a zero-gravity environment.
Okay, like NASA, chill. Okay,
yeah. But one thing that they found out is that they sent two spiders, Anita and Arabella, into space, and spiders can still, they can spin webs in zero gravity.
Holy shit, that just blew my mind.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Whoa.
Kind of cool.
I'm trying to picture that in my head right now.
Yeah.
Cool.
But yeah, animals are, if they are brought into space, like, there is seeming to be more of a humane effort. Mm-hmm. But, like, some countries, like Iran, were doing this, like, more recently than should have been happening.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's not as talked about more, and obviously the technology and the information that we have now is so much greater, and, like, things are safer, even though it's still space and it's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
But we also just couldn't talk about chimps and monkeys without mentioning the wonderful woman, Jane Goodall.
Oh, yeah.
For as much as I dislike monkeys, I adore this woman. Mm-hmm. The other morning I watched Jane, and I liked it. It was an interesting movie, and I'm glad I watched it. And it confronted a lot of fears that I had, and I may have cried a couple of times.
Understandable.
It's fine, but her life is just so amazingly interesting.
Yeah.
And so when we were talking about people who were upset, I couldn't watch. So there is a video on YouTube of Ham in space.
Wow.
Like the video that they had taken. And I couldn't watch it because it was terrifying. I just wasn't available to do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when she saw the video taken of Ham in space, she said it was the most terrified she had ever seen, or the most terror she's ever seen on a chimp's face.
Oh, no.
And she literally watched chimps die of polio. Like,
oh,
my
God.
Like, she has seen...
Wait, chimps can die of polio?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And they did. Like, oh.
What?
Yeah.
I'm learning so much.
Also, to blow your mind a little bit more, the DNA of a chimp matches humans.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Do you want to guess?
87%.
Good year, but no. 98.5%.
No!
Yes.
Jamie, shut your mouth.
I know. I'm here to share this information.
That scares the hell out of me.
It's terrifying.
98.5%
of DNA.
Mm-mm.
They make tools.
None of this is helping me.
I know. I don't know why. I've just kind of, I guess, been immersed in chimp culture.
Yes.
So I feel like I'm a little more numb to it. But I made this happen in myself.
I thought 87 was like a high percent.
Yeah. No.
So basically, the difference between me and any chimpanzee on this planet, and me and my full siblings, is just like a few points of a percentage difference.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how DNA works.
I mean, I don't have any identical siblings.
Right.
But there's not a whole lot of percentages left after 98.5.
No, minimal.
Okay, fine.
Can I brighten you with a monkey joke?
Yeah. Yes, please.
What's a chimp's favorite month?
January, I don't know.
April.
Oh, no. That was right there. Okay, I didn't see it. Yep. Okay, keep going.
I'll do one more.
Okay.
What's a monkey's favorite cookie?
Oh, snickerdoodle. Those are good.
A chocolate chimp cookie.
Woof.
Okay, back to Jane. Got your mind off that DNA, though.
Mm-mm.
Jane has been working with animals, namely chimpanzees, for over 50 years. And I learned that when she first went to Africa, they were like, you're just a little girl. You can't go by yourself. And her mom was so badass. She's like, I'll go with you. Her mom was such a great, great, great human.
How old was she when she was doing this?
Oh, she was young. She was like teen or young 20s. Oh, gosh. Like, yeah, when she just went and lived in Gombe.
Wow.
She was so brave. And it's what she wanted to do. And she followed her dreams. But her mom came with her, and her mom set up a clinic, and locals walked for miles around to get just basic medical care. Like, nothing. She wasn't a doctor, but she was able to provide some medicine and just to help to have some Western medicinal knowledge that she shared. And I just thought that was so cool. And her mom was an advocate for her and did everything to support her.
Wow.
And it just was so sweet. I wanted to share it. But when she was in Africa, in Gombe, Jane worked on her thesis, and she observed the behaviors of free-living chimpanzees. And when she came back with all of her information, like, they make tools. They live in colonies. Mm-hmm. They have family. They only mate with one, you know, like,
they have, like, social structure and family structure.
Yeah.
Wow.
But she had all of this. But then when she came back and, like, shared all of this, the media was the media and was like, oh, this young girl, what does she know, you know, kind of bullshit. But she was strong through it all, and like, the media was like, she got to go, she was chosen to go because look at those legs and, like, stuff like that. Jesus. And she like, present day Jane, like, looks back on it, and she was like talking about how she's like, I needed money to still be there, so yeah, look at my legs.
Sure, cool. Fine, if that's what it has to be.
But yeah, she was just, like, using it to her advantage. So I was like, get it, girl. But yeah, I really enjoyed watching that movie.
Cool. Where did you watch? What platform did you watch it on?
It was on Prime.
Okay.
Not free.
Got it.
But still, I really wanted to watch it. But yeah, I just watched it on Prime. But yeah, she was just so bold, and, like, since she was a little girl, she wanted to work in the jungle of Africa, and she did it back when, like, in an era where it was so difficult to do so. But she's won so many awards. Like, you can go on Wikipedia and just, like, scroll and scroll and scroll, like, all of the awards that she's won, because she is a good human. She's started up Jane Goodall Institute, which is in Hong Kong, and they have this program called Roots and Shoots, and it's working to advance the power of individuals to take informed and compassionate action to improve the environment for all living things.
So cool.
So, yeah, in her old age, I can't remember how old she is, but, like, in her 80s, she's been traveling the world, and she hasn't been in one place for longer than 3 weeks. She just is going and sharing her knowledge and
just going and doing forever.
Doing all of the good work.
I feel like
work.
She's never going to retire. She's just going to, like, do this for her whole life.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I had to share because I'm, like, really into her. Like,
yeah.
I
remember being a kid. I think I was maybe in, like, fourth or fifth grade, and I remember reading a book about Jane Goodall and thinking that she was really fascinating, despite even at a young age being afraid of
her. Right. I think I have avoided hearing about her amazingness because of my fear of primates.
I also feel like I need to say it's not, like, a fear the way I'm, like, afraid of
spiders,
I guess. It's more like it kind of blows my mind, like the percentage genetic thing. It's just kind of like, it just blows my mind.
Yeah.
How similar humans and primates are, and it freaks me out a little bit.
Same. I don't think that any sort of primate going into space sparked a fire. I think that it was just, like, part of something really super exciting in the time.
It led to such cool stuff.
Yeah.
No fires. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay, this kind of... No, it's a yes-no question. It's an opinion question.
Okay.
Something that I debate sometimes with my husband or with people is which of these two things is scarier? Okay.
Okay.
Space or the ocean?
I think I'd say the ocean because I am going, I will go in an ocean. Like, uh-huh. I will be on a boat or whatever. Like, I can touch the ocean.
Right.
I will never go into space.
That is my exact, have we had Shut this up. Conversation no. before? That no. is my exact logic. When a lot of times people are like, oh, space is so scary because, like, you know, it's so vast. And yeah. also there's, yeah. like, no oxygen and all this other stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, no. I could, by some happenstance, end up in the ocean later today.
Yeah.
By no accident can I end up in space later exactly. today. Exactly. And the ocean is so deep and scary.
It's so, so deep.
Too and there's, deep.
There's only, oh God, I wish I knew the number, but there's a very little number that has actually been explored.
Right. You ever, and have it's you like, ever it's looked here. Online about, like, the is it the Mariana Trench?
Yeah.
The trenches? Oh, hell no.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Nope. Like, why are you spending all this money going to space? Like, you could just go, like, you could just ocean. I know that right. costs money, too. But, like, it's here.
It's here. Oh, my gosh. I just don't know. James Cameron. Get us there. Tell me what's down there. Do not bring me with.
No, I don't want to be any part. Yeah, I have. No. We've had the space talk before. Mm-hmm. And, like, it goes places where you never wanted to go. But, like, it's like, it. When where does it end?
Mm-mm.
Can't.
No, it's another too big of a question for my brain.
No, we're just sweet dum-dums.
Just sweet dum-dums. I feel like I learned a lot of things this episode.
Good.
Thanks, Teacher Jamie.
Yeah, no problem.
Cool. So ham didn't start the fire.
Ham definitely didn't start the fire. Mm-mm. I'm maybe like 2% cooler with chimps right now on my like level of liking them.
Yeah.
Feel a little more comfortable, but yet still terrified. I don't want to touch one ever.
Amen.
Bye.
Bye. Lass die Boxen.